Good morning, Hibiki. Can you talk about your CAS commitments and what are the activities that you've done in the last 18 months?
So you mean from grade 11?
Grade 11, yes.
Since grade 11, I have done Culturama,
okay.
Kahani,
mm-hmm.
The service writing is disabled,
mm-hmm.
Badminton,
mm-hmm.
the graduation film.
Mm-hmm.
I've also done table tennis for like a season.
Mm-hmm.
And this year I'm also doing the high school yearbook.
Okay.
And also I also did culture in my game this year.
Okay, so for high school yearbook you have listed LO3. And
yeah.
Can you talk about your experience about LO3?
Because I'm the chair of senior pages this year,
mm-hmm.
so I have to do the planning with my partner Ritvika,
mm-hmm.
and then we're taking the photos for the sporadics today,
mm-hmm.
and we've been organizing the photo shoot and the props and everything,
mm-hmm.
to up to this week.
Okay, and what is this high school graduation film?
That was the activity that I did in grade 11.
Okay.
And it was basically just like making a video with the group of the graduating year of the graduation of 2019.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we never got to complete it because I only did it for like a season. Yeah.
Okay. So, did you feel successful there, or you thought that the whole activity was like, you know, not a waste of time, but then you didn't achieve anything much over there?
I feel like the film, I don't know, we got to like plan the thing, but we never actually did the filming.
Mm-hmm.
So it was mostly just like thinking it through and how we can make the film rather than actually making it.
Have you listed any of the LOs over there for filmmaking?
Have I?
Is there any learning outcomes listed over there for the filmmaking?
I put LO5, recognize the skills of working collaboratively, because we were working with the grade 9.
Yeah.
And after like, grade 11,
mm-hmm.
that year, so we had to like work together to come up with like ideas.
Yeah. Hibiki, you've done quite a lot of activities and service and creativity for your CAS. What was your proud moment?
I would say like Culturama was one of my favorites because it was like a show that actually like comes out at the end.
Yeah.
And it was really fun throughout the process as well.
Yeah.
And it was like, it's really satisfying when the show is actually done.
Mm-hmm. What was the place where you felt there were a lot of hurdles, but with a lot of persistence you overcome?
In Culturama or in others?
In others. It could be project week, it could be support and friendship, whichever.
I guess for my service there were like hurdles because we were working with the people with disabilities,
mm-hmm.
and then this was like an experience that I've never done before,
mm-hmm.
which is like new and kind of challenging as well.
Okay.
And yearbook is also kind of challenging because I've never been like a leadership position before,
mm-hmm.
so it's like pretty new for me, so yeah.
So what were the three milestones of CAS? Like if you look back,
mm-hmm.
for 18 months and you say, okay, I've achieved this, I've achieved this, I've achieved this. What were the three milestones? Three big achievements that you're proud of.
I don't know, maybe trying something new, like I've never done table tennis before.
Okay.
And like, doing leadership position first for the yearbook,
mm-hmm.
and like continuing to do like throughout like 2-3 years,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's,
mm-hmm.
like an accomplishment for me, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So are you likely to put the skills that you've learned during your CAS journey,
mm-hmm.
in your future endeavors?
I guess so, because I've learned to like collaborate more with others and working with like different people,
mm-hmm.
so I feel like that could be applied anywhere, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Your CAS profile looks very neat and it's got good reflections, and I congratulate you for completing your CAS commitments.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Hibiki.
Thank you.